Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the Gospel of the Creator. Chapter 13. Competitions, resistances, and oppositions to the Gospel of God. Topic A. The unwavering position of God's Gospel in the face of alternative options contrary to it. Concluding the list of topics that were cited in the first chapter of the present subject, we would like to briefly address here about the competitive environment that occurs in relation to offers that are presented to people and, more specifically, the competition that exists in the world regarding the offer of the Gospel of God. Considering that this last topic of the list in reference is so intense in the daily life of the people, we understand that the subject could not be exempted from entering such a relevant topic, because if regarding the exposure of a proposition or offer there are no other options of propositions that are distinct, a proposition could not be equated with an offer, an aspect which also applies to the presentation of the Gospel of God to humanity. Not addressing the environment or scenario of competitions, resistances, and oppression against the Gospel of God probably could be then considered some lack in showing the context in which the Gospel of God is offered and in which it is also delivered to those who acknowledge and receive it in their lives. Despite being an offer of peace, the Gospel of God is not offered by the Lord to people in peaceful environments. On the contrary, the Gospel of God is an offer of peace for those who are in a context that opposes true peace. Matthew 4:16. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death light has dawned. Luke 1:79. To give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. On the other hand, evaluating or observing the offer of the Gospel of God from the angle of choices that are presented as alternatives to it can also elucidate and highlight even more the unique characteristics of the Gospel of the Creator. Therefore, although the Gospel of God, for the most part, may be understood by the knowledge of its own characteristics, in large part it can also be understood by what it is not and by what is evidenced by the differences that there are in relation to the options which are presented as alternatives to the Gospel of the Lord. The purpose of exposing considerations also in relation to the context of options that are presented as alternatives to the Gospel of God is, then, to make even more evident the unique benefits of the eternal gospel and to corroborate with them for that people may open their hearts to the understanding that the Gospel of God is an unprecedented or an unparalleled gift presented to them by the eternal Lord. The fact that the Gospel of God is presented in a context in which other offers intend to compete with it, resist it, or oppose it does not lower in any way the Gospel of the Lord. On the contrary, the fact that the Gospel is exposed in the midst of the diversity of alternatives also makes its uniqueness even more exalted. The Gospel of God was manifested to offer people righteousness, redemption, deliverance, salvation, and newness of life in the midst of innumerable other propositions, also to let people know that the diversity or the multiplication of alternatives, however extensive it may be, cannot provide the way of salvation and support of what only the Gospel of the Lord can provide. The manifestation of the Gospel of God to the world was granted in the midst of the diversity of alternatives so that those who receive it may discern the good or the unique offer that is really beneficial to their lives, but also so that they may have discernment of evil in order to perceive and reject with heavenly understanding the propositions that are presented as alternatives to the Gospel and, therefore, contrary to the will of God. Hebrews 5:14. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. The Gospel of God has nothing to fear regarding the alternatives that seek to oppose it or seek to offer alternative ways to human beings, for since only the Gospel has heavenly light, truth, and perfect love as its foundation, it can never be shaken, equated, and much less defeated or destroyed. Light does not fear the darkness, for it prevails over them. Truth does not fear lies, for a lie is unveiled before the truth. And every time the lie is unveiled, the evidence of the unshakable position of truth becomes even more notorious. What is perfect does not fear what is imperfect, for the imperfect also has an encounter scheduled with the shaking or exposure of its defective and corrupted foundations. John 1, 5. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. 2 Corinthians 13, 8. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. 1 Corinthians 3, 13. Each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work, of what sort it is. Throughout all the centuries of life on earth, humans have sought alternative ways to God's path for their lives. However, also because they repeatedly have not found any way that is minimally satisfactory to their most significant challenges, their alternative propositions invariably reiterate that the creature alone cannot solve what only the eternal Creator can provide for human beings. In their search for propositions that are presented as possible alternatives to the gospel of God, without actually finding a satisfactory solution, people end up demonstrating, time after time, that the gospel of God is distinct from all the other propositions in the world. Moreover, when people seek to propose alternative ways to the gospel of God that even seek to reproduce aspects presented by the very gospel of the Lord, the more they also make evident the distinct position and value that the gospel of the Creator represents, doing it to the point of trying to copy it, imitate it, or resemble it in some of its characteristics. As much as people multiply the diversity of propositions that are presented as alternatives to the way of salvation and newness of life that God offers in Christ Jesus, the gospel of God always had and will forever hold a unique or distinct position from any other proposition that may arise in the world, not being possible to be copied, imitated, equated, paired, or replaced. Psalms 146, 3-6. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man, in whom there is no help. His spirit departs, he returns to his earth, in that very day his plans perish. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever. Isaiah 45, 21-24. Tell and bring forth your case, yes, let them take counsel together. Who has declared this from ancient time? Who has told it from that time? Have not I, the Lord? And there is no other God besides me, a just God and a Savior, there is none besides me. Look to me, and be saved, all you ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is no other. He shall say, surely in the Lord I have righteousness and strength. To him men shall come, and all shall be ashamed who are incensed against him.